The Road to Tangible Hope, an Ethiopian woman's tale of survival, strength, and inspiration. Written by Talil Yosef. Narrated by Talil Yosef and Janet Dean. This book is dedicated to my loving father and uncle, and my two wonderful mothers.
My name is Talil Yosef. Most people know me as Lily. The stories that I share in this book have always been a dark secret, buried so deeply that even most of my friends and family had no idea what I have endured in life. Now, having told my story, I feel that a huge burden has been lifted. My secrets are now in the open, and I believe that no girl or woman in the world should have such dark secrets hiding in their heart. I want to encourage all women who are or have suffered the indignation of abuse to break free of the silence. Live their lives with joy and look for ways to lift up others as well. Together, we can give voice to the voiceless all over the world. I have asked my dear friend Janet Dean to read my story to you. Here is Janet Dean.
Introduction.
I met Talil Yosef, nicknamed Lily, about 10 years ago when I was attending an inspiring presentation she gave about the work she was doing with young girls in Ethiopia. She first showed us pictures of sick, undernourished, sad little girls. Then we saw pictures of the same girls after she provided them with healthcare, nutrition, education, and personal mentoring. In the second set of pictures, the girls were glowing with health and confidence. I was sitting there with tears running down my face. I had to help. Soon, Lily and I became close collaborators on this mission. Since Lily spoke four languages, two Ethiopian languages, Dutch and English, I became the native English speaker who put Lily's thoughts on paper. So it was that Lily told me she had amazing stories from her life that she had told no one. Even people close to her did not know the heart-wrenching, life-threatening experiences she had endured. My husband Floyd and I decided to rent a cottage on Vancouver Island, Canada, and take Lily there so I could record her life story. Every morning, Lily would cook breakfast for Floyd and me, and then he would take off for the day, leaving Lily and me to work on her story. Lily would lay on the floor, her story unfolding in her lovely, low, melodious voice. I would sit on the couch with my computer on my lap, recording this amazing, twisted tale of her incredible strength, survival, and especially her spirit. Please note that this manuscript is short, but dense and intense, and it is written in direct, short sentences in the cadence of Lily's speech when she speaks in English. In a way, you are hearing Lily speak. This is Lily's story. Janet Dean. Grandmother Akko. My grandmother Akko had 18 children with one man. There were three sets of twins. She was a midwife and delivered my family's babies. She was a very strong, bold, and a beautiful woman. She was tall and carried herself with confidence. She had a bright smile with beautiful, straight, white teeth. She was well known as a psychic and a healer who had incredible charisma. People were drawn to her. They would line up in front of her house, waiting for the medicines that she would concoct for their various illnesses. My family said I was just like my grandmother. I even inherited a dark streak along the side of my tongue. It's called the snake tongue. That, in my culture, means that when you curse someone, it sticks. Before I was born, Akko worked for wealthy people doing small jobs to earn enough money to send her children to school. She was illiterate but wanted her children to have an education. She managed to educate nearly all 18 of her children, and most of them did well in life. Akko and her husband, my grandfather, lived as a loving couple for many years. Sadly, he died of pneumonia when I was about 3 years old.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?